With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jack Higgins is famous around the world for such thrillers as Day of Judgment, Solo, and his most recent, Night of the Fox. But as a teenager back in Leeds, England, Jack Higgins was still Harry Patterson, a high school dropout who was working in a low-paying job in the highway department when he was drafted into the army and stationed in Germany.
The interesting thing about that was that I got to know a lot of Germans who'd served in World War II.
Which served Jack Higgins well years later when it came time to write books like The Eagle Has Landed. Out of the army, it was back to that dead-end job at the highway department in England.
One day, I simply couldn't take it anymore. I've never been a great drinker, but I went to the bar across the road and had a few beers at lunchtime. Having got myself in a nice state, went back and told one of the secretaries to type out my resignation, and I sneaked into the boss's office and put it on his desk so I couldn't get it back.
Then came a succession of odd jobs.
I was what we call in England a traveller, a travelling man. You know, I'd go around small towns selling tobacco and cigarettes, some very poor tobacco and cigarettes, I might say, so it was a very difficult job.
Jack Higgins went to night school and finished his high school education at the age of 26. At 29, and all but penniless, he went to college to become a school teacher.
Had a little room on the campus. When I used to lock the door from the inside and climb out of the window at night, and I would go down to town, and I had a job on the night shift at the post office.
Jack Higgins taught school after college and wrote fiction on the side. His first bestseller was The Savage Day, a thriller set in Ulster. Jack Higgins' latest book, Night of the Fox, is now a pocketbook paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writing fiction started out as a hobby for Jack Higgins back in Leeds, England. While teaching at a polytechnic school, Higgins, whose real name is Harry Patterson, began grinding out thrillers under various pen names. The first novel written under the name Jack Higgins marked a departure from his earlier work, an emphasis on character rather than plot.
When the agent read it, she said straight away, "This is five times better than anything you've done before. It's totally different. The result is we've got to start all over again. We're going to have to start fresh. New publisher, new identity, new everything." And where the Higgins thing came in was my mother was a Higgins, you see.
Jack Higgins' first bestseller was The Savage Day in 1973.
And that was the book which gave me the first big step forward in England. It was the one in which I had an English major infiltrating the IRA in Ulster.
Jack Higgins believes his success and celebrity as a writer led to the breakup of his first marriage. And when he began working on what was to become his best-known book, The Eagle Has Landed, it was to escape his personal problems.
I would write at night, I would maybe sleep for 2 or 3 hours during the day, then I would write again, have something to eat, go for a run, come back, write some more, or lie down for a couple of hours.
The publishers, however, had little faith in The Eagle Has Landed.
One publisher said, "You know, you can't possibly expect the public to go for a book about a bunch of krauts trying to kidnap Winston Churchill. You don't have any heroes. These people are Nazis, for God's sake," he used to say. Of course, when they read the book, they realized they had a bestseller on their hands.
Jack Higgins' latest bestseller also deals with spies and Nazis. Night of the Fox, now a paperback published by Pocket Books. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.